Never Look Back by Mary Burton. Performed by Mary Robinette Kowal. Heat and humidity punched up the bleach's faint scent in the van's dark interior. It made his eyes water, his throat burn, and his palms itch under the latex. Scrubbers and fine brushes cleaned surfaces well enough, but disinfectants seeped into unseen crevices and obliterated pesky droplets of blood. Trace evidence sowed the seeds of a cavalier man's downfall. Perhaps the second dousing of cleaner had been overkill, but his belt and suspenders approach never failed him. He had many faults, but carelessness was not one of them. Better this temporary irritation than a lifetime in a jail cell. He rolled down the driver's side window, knowing next time he would rinse out the vehicle with more water after the bleaching. He turned his face toward the warm, fresh air. He inhaled and closed his eyes, pretending the whoosh of cars on Interstates 24 and 40 was the ocean. Some of his best date nights had been on secluded beaches. He had enjoyed traveling up and down the East Coast because he had decided long ago the women at the beach were the prettiest. Accustomed to warm air and sunshine, they tended toward short skirts and revealing tops and, for the most part, stayed in shape. As much as he loved the ocean, he had sensed it was time to move on to new territory. Maybe it was because he was getting older, but he had felt a pull toward Nashville, his hometown. His parents were long dead. Any friends he'd once had would not recognize him. Repatriation was good for the soul. It reinvigorated the senses, challenged the mind. Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, home of the Country Music Hall of Fame. He had forgotten that it was such an exciting, bustling city filled with beautiful ladies who did not disappoint. What Nashville lacked in beaches, it made up for with out-of-the-way spots. The houses he had found were all located at the end of winding roads on the tops of hills. Their views were amazing. In the 5 weeks he had been back, he had enjoyed 2 date nights with women he had chosen from the streets. Online shopping for a date was efficient, but it also left a digital trail. Old-school cruising left less evidence. Once he'd made his selection, it was off to his hilltop where he and his lady loves had had all the time in the world to get to know each other. Good relationships needed privacy. They could not be rushed. Yes, sir. He had enjoyed 2 very fine dates recently. He should have been satisfied by now. But instead, he remained ravenous and craved a third date.